My Turn. Resetting the Mindset. By Peter McCosser. Creativity, Albert Einstein once said, is intelligence having fun. It can't truer than this. As people, we need to be creative in everything we do, especially on how we think. Thinking is everything. And it doesn't cost a dime. It is free to think. Let us use it wisely. Winston Churchill, a prolific painter and statesman, used it. Henry Ford, a trained violinist and founder of Ford Motor Company, did too. Reasonable-minded people love using it. It is called leading in the gray, the ability to simultaneously use the right and left brain. This ability means accessing the right brain to see the bigger picture, while using the left brain to think and create detailed planning. People with this ability can apply the principles of whole brain integration during times of great challenges, need, or uncertainty. Collaborate like an orchestra. According to Harold S. Haring, co-author World Class Brain, published in 2019, whole brain integration is like the collaboration that must occur among musicians of an orchestra working together. Now, it is no secret that people who think better and creatively likely yield positive results, but even better, it is highly likely that when people coordinate and collaborate like an orchestra, together they can become a superpower and achieve high goals. We thus need to use our brain and reset our mindset if we are to achieve anything tangible in our communities, neighborhoods, cities, countries, and the wider world. Society needs to finally press the red button and reset the mindset. Resetting the mindset and the need to overcome both the conscious and unconscious bias, which is extinguishing the hopes and dreams of our families across the world, is vital. Resetting the mindset. Resetting the mindset for me is the thinking and thoughts come before the word and action. We all think before we act in order to give context to the situation. It is not to rush to judgment or assume. This in turn gives confidence to complete competent activities. Until we, as a society, reset our mindset and deal with the symptoms of the unconscious bias, which are perceptions built up by society, myths, illusions, ignorance, insecurity, and a refusal to address the responsibility of accountability of actions, the same system will prevail. Missing out on life. Many of us are aware that the worries, doubts, and reservations in our own mind are more often than not the greatest obstacles to the fulfilling life we so much desire. It seems that our thoughts are not truly free, with many of them stemming from an emotional and subconscious level that can fix our attention and pull us down. What if you could free up your thoughts and shed their weight and pain from your own mind? As a society, we need to encourage individuality and allow each and every one to be free regardless of skin color, race, ethnicity. Every individual seek environments that give them the freedom to be themselves. Ultimately, I beseech the authorities to create space for the expression of individually creative ideas within the communities to ensure that the environment is conducive for all and sundry. Let us use our brains, the whole of it, both left and right sides, to reset our mindset so that we can do things correctly. We must plant seeds of love, not hatred, amongst ourselves if we want our children to be secure and safe in the future. Salat.